Carnduff. From July 16 to the 20, Carnduff's Ag Grounds were home to the 15th annual Dash 4 Cash. That event included barrel racing and team roping competitions involving entrants from British Columbia to Manitoba. There were 237 riders who took part in the barrel racing events. Another 92-person teams competed in the team roping competition. The grounds were filled with horse trailers. If someone passing by didn't know any better, they might have concluded that they were looking at an overcrowded RV park, with many horses. The first 2 days were used for barrel racing clinics. Rusty Ray Quam of Botha, Alta, gave lessons to the riders to improve their racing skills. She comes with good credentials. She is a multiple-time Canadian Finals Rodeo, CFR, qualifier and CFR average winner in the barrel racing. On Friday, the competition began. Riders raced around barrels to end up with the best times. Roping teams, consisting of headers and heelers, worked in unison to lasso calves. Even though rain fell throughout parts of the weekend and made the riding area muddy, the show went on. There was $25,000 cash up for grabs, along with $10,000 worth of prizes. Carlene Reimer of Carmen, Man, riding Turn Quick on Red, took home $2,000 of the prize money, along with a saddle and a jacket, by winning the open 1D average in barrel racing. Rhys Morrison of Glenborough, Man, rode DF front end style and topped the youth 1 and under division. That earned her about $650, as well as a saddle and jacket. There were many other barrel racing winners, but they are too numerous to mention. Peewee is the youngest division in barrel racing. This year's youngest riders were just 3 years old. Ty Patton of Carnduff teamed up with Adam Gilchrist from Rapid City, Man, to win the team roping event. Brittany Martin and Tori Boys were the organizers of this year's barrel racing. Ty Patton took care of the team roping side of things. It was a great 5 days that also included food trucks and vendors such as Road Dog from Estevan and Prairie Girl Couture from Saskatoon. A farmer's market was also set up for the day on Friday. Brittany, on behalf of the Dash 4 Cash Committee, expressed her thankfulness for the many sponsors. Without their help, she said, we couldn't keep this event going.